Register an Account podcast. I'm your host, Suzanne Arnold, and this is episode number 2190. Let's get to it with today's topic, why I love bayous as a Christian. We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it.
Title: Why I Love Bayous as a Christian.
Intro:
Welcome to today's podcast episode, where we will explore the deep admiration and love that I, as a Christian, have for bayous. Join me as we dive into the beauty and spiritual significance of these enchanting wetlands.
Body.
1. Serene and majestic. Bayous provide a serene and majestic backdrop that reminds me of the beauty of God's creation. The lush greenery, vibrant flora, and tranquil waters reveal the intricate artistry of our Creator. As I immerse myself in the peace that envelops these unique ecosystems, I feel a profound sense of connection with Him. It is in the midst of the bayou's silent whispers that I find solace, spiritual renewal, and a closer relationship with God.
2. Symbols of life's mysteries. Bayous, with their seemingly infinite array of organisms and complex ecological relationships, are perfect symbols of life's mysteries. They reveal the intricate tapestry of creation, reminding me that God's ways surpass human understanding. Just as the bayous are teeming with life that coexists and relies on one another, it is a testament to the interdependence designed by our Creator. It serves as a gentle reminder that we, too, are part of this intricate web of life, and that our actions as Christians have a direct impact on the well-being of all God's creatures.
3. A lesson in adaptability. Bayous have thrived against the odds, despite being subjected to constant flooding, hurricanes, and other natural challenges. This resilience reminds me of the strength we possess as Christians when faced with life's difficulties. Just as bayou life adapts to ever-changing circumstances, we are called to adapt and remain steadfast in our faith, even during the storms of life. The transformative power of the bayous teaches me that God can use adversity to shape us into instruments of His love and grace.
4. A sanctuary for reflection and prayer. Bayous offer a sanctuary for reflection and prayer, away from the chaos of the modern world. Stepping into these lush habitats allows me to disconnect from the noise and distractions of everyday life and find solace in quiet contemplation. The serenity of the bayous provides a fertile ground for prayer, meditation, and connecting with God on a deeper level. In these undisturbed moments, my heart opens up, and I feel the presence of the divine in a tangible way.
5. Humility and reverence. The vastness and grandeur of bayous remind me of our smallness in the grand design of creation. It humbles me and instills in me a deep reverence for God's power and wisdom. Just as the bayous are home to countless species and diverse ecosystems, I am reminded of our responsibility as stewards of this earth. As a Christian, the bayous teach me to cherish and protect God's creation and advocate for its preservation, ensuring a sustainable environment for future generations.
Conclusion.
In conclusion, as a Christian, my love for bayous is deeply rooted in the spiritual connections I feel in their presence. The serenity, adaptability, and symbols of life's mysteries they embody serve as powerful reminders of God's presence and His divine plan. Bayous, with their unmatched beauty and tranquility, provide a sacred space for reflection, prayer, and a deeper understanding of our role as caretakers of this earth. Let us embrace these enchanting wetlands, preserving and cherishing them as a testament to God's love and creativity.
Thank you all for joining us again on the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. It's been a pleasure. See you next time.